and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. What's happening there, Drew?
Not much. How's your weekend?
Good.
Yeah.
Little hungover from last night's festivities.
What was that?
Went down to Anaheim to watch the Supercross.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, when the green flag drops, the BS stops. That's my motto.
Nice. Did you go out? Did you?
Did I get on a bike?
Bike or run around the pits or anything?
No, I did sit on a YZ85 out in the parking lot for a minute.
Nice.
Found out it was $2,500. Jesus Christ. These new bikes are expensive, even the little ones.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite an event. Had a good time. Went there to through Jeremy McGrath's people. Jeremy's having some arm difficulties, some muscle problems.
Hmm.
Believe it or not, it's a sport that's a little bit tough on the body.
He's not so young as he used to be either. I'll tell you, can you imagine doing that at 30 or 40? Oh, my God.
No, you can't do it at 40.
Yeah.
No, Supercross is like women's gymnastics.
Right.
The guys hit their prime about 13, and then they get the first pube, and they're over the hill. No, seriously, everything just keeps getting younger and younger and younger. Mm. I guess I could have just said that once. I mean, there's guys that are out there winning that are 17, 18 years old. Man, I don't know how old Jeremy is. Probably 28, 29, 30. And you take some abuse because you're 40 feet in the air. I mean, it's crazy. It's a crazy sport. I mean, the joint abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the knees and the forearms, the elbows, the back. That's when you're not crashing.
Right.
I mean, best case scenario, you know, by the time you do 20 laps on that course, you've logged 10,000 feet.
Right.
So you're putting on 250 feet in the air for each lap. It's like, it's crazy. It's just, and then it's whoop-de-doos, and it's just, you might as well just put your head in a paint shaker. It's crazy. I had a good time. That was a good time. It's got a little, got my buzz on.
It's good.
You know, they took care of us over there.
Nice.
Cheryl Lynch is a publicist that got us the tickets. What is it, though, Drew, we've spoken about this before, the will call situation in this country.
Oh, here you go.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The one where they look at you and go, who? Huh?
Well, here's the thing about will call. Will call is it's why communism doesn't work. Because
what's
in it for you? You're giving away some free tickets to some VIP. Screw
right,
you.
Right.
So here's how the will call works. There's always 11 will calls, and there's no designation on them.
Right.
There's the will call that's under the big baseball helmet, and then there's the will call that's over by the corner, and then there's the one on the south side, and then there's the one close to the parking lot, and there's one by the entrance.
And no communication amongst these booths.
Nope. No. You go to one will call, and you go like, hey, I'm supposed to get some tickets for Jeremy McGrath. I don't know.
And they seem not to know that the others exist.
No, they're like, well, try another one.
No, not even that. Like, you walk away thinking, geez, I guess that's it.
You decide on your own. I should go to another one. Sometimes they'll point you in a direction. You could go south around the stadium or north around the stadium.
Well, at least you can always look forward to the security being a good help.
Oh, yeah. So they never do this. They never go. First off, there's never any big number. Like, hey, here's the will call you go to if you're with a corporate situation. And here's the celebrity will call. And here's this, that.
How about the alphabet will call?
Well, they do that within the small will calls, but you never know which one to go to. And there's always 8 windows and 2 really pissed off middle-aged women who are working them. They're like, Christ, I've heard every story.
Yeah.
So there's only 2 windows, and there's like 200 people that are trying to get in, and the other 6 windows are closed, and you're behind, your line has 65 people in it, and there's one jackass up front who's saying, Larry Jackson, you know you're in trouble when you hear this. Oh, well, try looking under Kirker Pipes. I think they may have left us.
And
no? Try FMF. FMF is equipment. It might be under there.
Always getting pissed off, too, having a big fit.
Yeah. Oh, well, it may not be under my name. My associate Bob James. Try Bob. It's like, look, you should only get 15 tries before you just got to turn around and leave. Because I'm standing back there, and I know I can get mine. But you're making this person jump through hoops, and now they're pissed off. So they ran out. of, we weren't getting tickets, we were just getting laminates, yeah. that VIP laminates.
Sure.
But they were out of them.
Of course.
So I...
That's another rule.
I gave them to all my friends, and I got the one temporary one.
Yeah.
But the temporary one doesn't count for anything.
Right.
So everywhere you go, you're getting hassled. Yeah. And I'm saying to them, hey, I had the laminate. They just ran out. You guys ran out of the laminates. They didn't want to let me back into the pits. They didn't want to let me anywhere. And the cops were, like, hassling me. And
it's good.
A pain in the ass. But when I finally got through, I told them to blow me.
Shot, Mr.
Oh,
Big
screw
shot.
Them.
Good to get you back.
Screw
get
you.
A little humility into you again.
Stupid
nice.
Anaheim cops give me a hassle.
That's good.
And enjoying hassling me,
oh,
by
sure.
the way.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, here's what I don't like. I show the guy my pass. He intentionally hassles me. He's laughing at me. He says, no, you're not going through. I know who you are. You're not going through. I said, look, I got this temporary pass because they were out of all the other ones. What do you want me to do? Well, you ain't getting through with
is,
that.
Is this the comedian hassle thing? You know, the cop with a sense of humor hassling?
This is just basic a-hole hassling. So here's the deal. Finally, someone comes up, and they have a list of passes, and they go, yeah, as it turns out, your pass does get you through. So I walk past. I tell the guy, you know, kiss my ass. Now I'm the a-hole.
What'd he do?
Whatever, he's going home and telling his friends that Adam's a big a-hole. That's my point. Why am I a-hole just because I make fun of you after you screw with me?
Well, these are wonderful stories.
Oh, you just added five more, Anderson.
I don't respect the storytelling.
All right. So anyway, had a good time at the Supercross, and Drew went to the after party.
Oh, good.
Got my booze on, talked to 1,000 drunken people. No, I did not drive home. Had someone else drive. Thank you. Someone who was more shaped than I was.
Oh, God.
Corey?
Yeah?
You're 22?
Yep, that's right.
What's up?
Okay, I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years, and I've been trying, we've tried to have sex, but my dick is just too big. It doesn't fit in her clitoris.
In her clitoris?
Yeah.
Wow. First of all, no way he's 22.
No.
No way.
No.
Secondly, what in the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. I don't like his attitude.
Yeah, well, he's laughing. He's laughing while he's talking. I mean, it's obviously bogus, first of all. But the thing is, you understand the difference of vagina and clitoris. That's
yeah,
pretty interesting.
He's 22.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you want to go to another one?
Sure.
All right. David?
Yeah, hi, Adam.
Hi, David. You're 26. What's up?
Yeah, this question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Drew, I have a thyroid condition, and I was wondering if you know what kind of meds I can get for it, because I'm a pretty small guy, and I should, you know, I should be as small as I am. And I'm wondering what I can do, you know, to...
You think your small stature is because of a thyroid problem?
Well, I know it was diagnosed in a hospital when I was 17.
And you believe that is why you have small stature?
Yes, I've tried eating a lot, and I've tried...
No, wait a minute. You were treated... What was your condition?
It was a hyperactive thyroid.
Hyperactive thyroid?
Yes.
And what did you have, ablation, or what did you have done?
I was put me in the hospital when I was 17. I went from like 130 to like 89 pounds in a week.
I understand. Yep. That's right. That's what happens with hyperactive. Well, normally, the most common cause of that is something called Graves' disease, and what they'll typically do is give you some radioactive iodine and knock the thyroid out. Did they do that?
No. I was in a group home when I was younger. So
you were what?
In a group home.
Yeah.
And so I've been looking around, but... You know, I looked you up on the web.
Let's do a little Loveline recreation. He had this hyperthyroid. Went from 130 to 189.
Yeah, that's what happens with hyperthyroism, mm-hmm. that they should put you in the hospital and do ablative therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They put you in and then they knocked your thyroid out. Is that what happened?
With what?
Mm-hmm. They knocked your thyroid out with radioactive iodine?
I was in a group home.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Good times.
Wait a minute. Where was this?
Good times.
Hey, David?
Yes.
Did they knock your thyroid out with the radioactive iodine?
No. All I remember was a medication called Dixoxin.
Yeah, David, you got this all screwed up. Dixoxin is a stimulant. It's amphetamine.
So,
yeah, you need to see a doctor and get this straightened out. I don't know, you know, there's you don't know what you're talking about. If you can't get any of the records from what happened to you, whenever it happened to you, then you need a thorough, complete evaluation now to see what is in fact going on with you. All right?
What's your stature?
I'm 5'8 right now. And I weigh like 120.
All right, so 5'8 is a normal height. But then again, you might be hyperthyroid still if you weren't properly treated.
All right, so go back to the doctor.
Yeah.
And listen, everybody, some guys are tall and some guys are short.
Yep.
Some guys are fat, some guys are thin, and not always because of anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just God's great grab bag. Stacy?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I have currently been with my boyfriend for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
We started having sex about a year into our relationship, and our sex life used to be great. And then we broke up for about a month and a half, and now that we've been back together, he's not in the mood as much as he used to be, and I don't know what it is. He says that,
hold on, what's going on back there? Cash register or something?
No, I'm playing a game on my phone.
Oh, okay.
On your phone?
I think she's playing like some Game Boy thing.
But she said it was on the phone.
Well, I think she's on the phone. Should we get that straightened out before?
Yeah, a lot of the games come on phones now.
Oh, really? Hey, Stacy?
Yeah.
You're playing a game on your phone?
Well, I'm on my house phone, but I was playing a game on my cell phone.
Oh.
It's addictive. I can't.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, Stace?
Yeah.
I do know the answer to this, and so does Drew.
Okay.
But hang on. We got to play some Donkey Kong, bitch. Jesus Christ. The people never get tired of insulting me, do they, Drew?
Well, you've been a little crabby lately. You're easily insulted.
How much time do you do? How much time do you think this Stacy logs on national radio shows?
You can remember, these guys, though, kids that age, kids, young people are used to doing computer and phone. It's like, if they're on the phone, they got to be doing something computer.
That's right? Fine. But
turn
really,
the sound off.
How much time do you talk? How many times do you get to ask Dr. Drew your question? You really got to play a video game during the part where you're asking the question? Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Yeah.
Do you think she gets time to play that during the day?
No.
Okay. Stacy, that's fine. We'll just put you on hold for a little bit. We'll get back with you.
Your tough love program.
It works. Martin?
Yes.
You're 22?
I am 22.
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Actually, I just need a little advice, actually.
Okay.
My girlfriend is, my girlfriend's 17, and, or my ex-girlfriend's 17. And she's epileptic, and she's allergic to like a bunch of just different things, like just crazy different stuff. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. It's one of them nights, isn't it?
We're having, what have we taken, 4 or 5 calls?
I mean, all bad. Not bad calls, but all wayward.
Yeah. What's the definition of wayward? Well, lost?
I'll tell you in a second.
I was sort of lost in a bad way. Like troublesome?
Troublesome, yeah.
Yeah.
Off the path of trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, someone who has drifted away or taken a turn. Yeah,
let's
go ahead.
See.
Drew can look up words so fast, by the way.
Following one's own capricious, wanton, or depraved inclination.
That's them.
Capricious.
Now look up capricious.
Yeah, look up capricious, please. Yeah, please look those up. We'll go to the next call.
All right,
so Martin has to hang on for a minute because you used the S word
right
on the air. Casually, I might add.
Unacceptable.
Michael?
He really kind of slipped out. You got to hand it to him.
Right.
Yes.
You're 26. Please save us.
Yes.
All right, Michael.
My question to you was, I saw in magazines how they've got penis enlargement pills.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if they work and can they be dangerous to my body.
Well, here's the first thing. What's that?
I had 2 questions. That was my first one.
All right. Well, the first thing you got to remember is that if it's in an advertisement, it must be true.
Right.
People cannot advertise if it's not substantiated in scientific fact. In fact, that's true of headlines. That's true of news reporting. That's true of commercials.
Everything.
It must be true.
Right. Politicians. Especially.
Politicians must be true. So I guess it's true. And, of course, they cannot be harmful or else they could not possibly market these things.
Right.
Look.
Okay, my next question.
Wait, look, it's not total unadulterated just BS. Whether or not they're harmful, I'd be curious to know what they are, but
right.
I doubt that they would take that liability of actually having something harmful.
It's a sad and bizarre trend, but I'm hearing lots and lots of commercials for stuff to enlarge penises and enlarge breasts, and
yeah.
It's all done through a pill. And none of it works, and it's all nonsense,
Jesus
and
Christ.
It's not going to work anyway.
Originally, that was hair.
Yeah.
That was everything was going to grow your hair.
Right.
Right.
All right, so, Michael, forget it.
Okay, my next question was, I'm kind of a Well, I've just started weightlifting maybe this last year. And a lot of my friends are using workout supplements like Hydroxycut and similar products like that. And I don't want to try it because the way I see it is if you live to be 80 years old, your heart's going to be pumping nonstop for 80 years, and you take all these supplements, and it's supposed to speed up your metabolism so you burn fat, but isn't that going to make your heart work harder?
You pansy!
Well, it's not that simple, unfortunately. The things that accelerate metabolism probably increase the shear forces on vessels. They alter the function of an organ system that literally lines the inside of your vessels, the endothelium. It may affect the health of the heart muscle, not so much by speeding it up, by changing the forces on it. So the conclusion is right. It's not going to be good for you, but the method, the reason that happens is kind of complicated. So, yeah, you're not going to make yourself healthier by taking stimulants. It's not going to happen.
Your heart pumps 2 swimming pools worth of blood every 11 seconds. I like when people toss out crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, like, I can't argue with your facts. It's cool, but yet I'm over it immediately. Do you know that if you took your lower and upper intestine and filleted it and tied it like a rope, you could rappel down a 4-story building?
You know my favorite one? My favorite one is about HIV and hepatitis B. To help you understand the concentration of one in the blood versus the other, if you take a syringe full, basically a test tube full of HIV-infected blood,
mm-hmm.
and dilute it in a quart of liquid, and then draw it back out and inject it into somebody,
mm-hmm.
the chances of getting the disease is, you know, very slight, essentially zero.
Right.
On the other hand, if you take a drop of blood with someone with hepatitis B and put it in a swimming pool, and draw that same amount back out, inject it, you're going to give the disease most of the time.
Now, is the swimming pool filled with other blood, or just go down, walk down to the bottom?
Is it an Olympic swimming pool, or which hotel? Or
is it the Sands, or is it one of those little dives off the strip?
Or just a little kiddie pool. But,
okay.
These are always funny.
Wow. I never believe it, but okay.
But the point, that's a very inaccurate rendition, but it's trying to dramatize how dilute HIV is in the blood, so it's hard to get it, and hepatitis B is highly infectious because the virus is around. And I'm talkative tonight. I had a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
What's confounds things even more with HIV is that as the disease progresses, no, it's not.
You're doing on the blow?
Not blow.
No scanning?
Just some speed. And
yeah.
HIV concentration goes up as the disease progresses. The virus starts being produced more densely.
Right.
And you're more infectious later in the disease.
All right. Good times. Keep that in mind.
Martin's back.
Yeah, we have partners.
Yeah.
Hello?
Martin?
Hey, I'm sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I apologize.
So you had a 17-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, and she's epileptic, and I'm wondering, because I tell my friends, and they're like, well, Martin, you know, you're a real jerk for breaking up with her because she has epilepsy, but I mean...
When was the last time she had a seizure?
She had a seizure on her 6-month anniversary, which really, really scared me.
But so she has them like once a year or something, right?
I'm sorry?
She has them once a year.
No. Probably more frequent than that.
Twice a year.
Maybe 3 or 4 times.
Alright, and so because she has seizures 3 times a year, you're supposed to lie about your feelings to her? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's not great logic.
What happens when she has a seizure?
She shakes, and her eyes roll in the back of her head, and I mean, it's real scary, because like I've never seen anyone have a seizure before, a bit besides her.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just so scary.
It's dramatic.
There's knowing that there's nothing I can do, you know, while she's, you know.
What did you do when she had her seizure?
I set her down in my lap. I put her head in my lap.
Smart.
And I massaged her jaw so she wouldn't... I mean,
open up, baby.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna remember a thing.
So,
smooth.
And
yeah, anniversary, why not?
Yeah,
you got that box of candy. Wrong. You deserve something.
And I mean, that really scared me. And I don't know. That's probably maybe
right. No,
all right.
Why put your wallet in her mouth so she doesn't swallow her tongue?
Or
why not? Why not something else?
That's not a nice dramatization.
Put her head in my lap, started to, I gave her a wine cooler, started massaging her jaw so she'd open it up, you know, flipped her over. Yeah, best goddamn seizure I ever had. Okay, so what, Drew?
He should be honest about his feelings, that's all. Just because she has seizure disorder doesn't mean
she's 17, too.
Yeah, that's...
Martin, you're 22.
Yeah.
She's 17.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's what you should be... You should be ashamed of that.
Yeah.
Not that you're breaking up with her.
That's a big 5 years there.
And plus, I was her first, so...
Okay. Well, you won't be her last. You break up with her. She said, you know what, she in the 11th grade or something?
No, actually, she goes to community college with me right now.
Worse.
And plus,
less education going on there than the 11th grade.
Yeah, but she's 17.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she'll be 18 in like a few months, like 2 months, 3 months. I mean, and plus, like, I get, like, I don't know why.
Just for the sake of entertainment, when is her birthday? Just let's get that.
Why?
Okay. When is her birthday? What month?
April.
Right. January, February, March, April, right, 4 months.
All right.
2 months, 3 months, 4 months.
Well, that's good, please. She'll be 18. We'll all be 18. Drew, your kids will be 18 one day. Come on.
A couple months, years,
sure.
Decades.
Right. All right, so listen, Martin.
Yeah.
Sorry. Life's hard. This is everyone goes through this. You know, it sounds like you're a pretty decent guy, but you'd be doing more harm by living a lie.
Yeah.
All right.
Her seizure disorder is a relatively mild liability, mild disability.
Yeah. Can it kill you?
Yeah. Bad seizure disorder. But it's kind of peculiar that she still has. I mean, these days you'll be able to control most seizure disorders.
Okay. But now let's see. Who do we got over here?
It's back to Stacey. Do you watch Sex in the City at all?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Did you see this recently? What's happening?
The last one?
Yeah.
Most recently. I did not see
that. I wrote an article for TV Guide, and I was I was totally convinced that I kind of think Amanda's gay, and I was convinced that there was going to be much more sort of gay action this thing.
Wait, which one's Amanda?
The one that's pregnant now.
Oh, the red-haired one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell does she have in common with those other three?
Yeah, she got that short hair.
Why is she with those other three? There's no reason.
How dare you?
Unless
she's with those three like they do the beer commercials. Like, since when you got the black guy, the Chinese guy, the Mexican guy, and the Eskimo sitting around playing cards? You know, people think and as long as they're like the same age, it's cool. Look, I like the brother man, I like the Eskimo man, I like the Latino man, but when I play cards, it's five white guys. And I'm guessing when a black guy plays cards, it's five black guys. Doesn't mean he's racist. Those are where he hangs out. Those are his friends.
Well, and then these are, I can see why Carrie.
But they need one of everything.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. And it kind of, and even the way they've written it kind of brilliantly. And the other three, I kind of get why they hang out. But this one was like, what the hell? I started looking at it critically. Right. I think, what is she in there for? She's gay. And now this season, they open with tremendous amounts of, you know, interaction with the same sex and homosexual stuff. And I was writing about this for this TV Guide article, and they write, TV Guide notifies me, like, not really TV Guide material. We can't really say the gay stuff unless we know that's what's going to happen. Oh, not pissed.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
I was able to say stuff.
Why do they want an article on Sex in the City?
What? A bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
It was interesting because nobody ever really looks at it for what it really is. The article came out pretty good.
Okay.
It's a new season. It was a new season for them. It was part of their, hey, they're having a new season.
Okay.
Are their relationships going to make it kind of thing?
Yeah, all right. You realize it's not a documentary.
It's well written, though.
I know, but we should speculate on whether people whose names aren't the same as they are when they're off stage and have different husbands and live in different places. We all got to sit around and speculate about how the season's going to turn out for them.
It's like talking about fictional characters. You know, like people analyze fiction.
I don't understand that. I mean, listen, I like the show and I enjoy the show, but I don't care who's supposed to be a lesbian unless they are in real life. I don't care who gets married unless they get married in real life. And even then, I don't care.
If something is really well written, it should ring true. It should be close to reality. And this was if it is close to reality, here's how it should go.
Drew writing articles for Sex in the City. Man Show's on tonight, by the way. Forgot about that one. Good times. I think we play golf. We got to take ourselves a little break when we come back. Stacy, playing with her Nintendo, is going to she's gonna have to sit on hold just a little while longer. So we'll take another tantalizing call after this. Yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Okay, let's pop back to the phones there, Drew, and start earning our keep.
Are you getting a pre-Super Bowl depression?
No. I mean,
as football grinds to an end, are you sort of getting depressed yet?
It is a difficult part of life for me.
Think about that. Super Bowl football will end. Man show will kick in. Production. Oh, my God. You'll have to work.
Oh,
man. I'm so sorry.
I'll tell you. I've gotten over this my Sunday night blues. I used to be miserable every Sunday night.
Me too.
Just painfully miserable.
This show gets you over that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I've been doing this show so long on Sunday nights that I can barely remember having those blues, but yes, I had them on Sunday night chronically.
Sunday night, when I was a student, meant Monday morning I was going to show up with some paper I didn't write, some homework I did not review, or some studying that was not done for a test that was going to go on Monday. Never, ever, ever did it, and it was always depressing Sunday night when I realized I was going to have to head back to school. Then after that, when I got into my miserable work, it was just a press Sunday night because a horrible, horrible week was starting. And that just continued. Even when I wasn't miserable with my work, I would just be miserable Sunday nights. I was always miserable when football season ended.
Ugh.
Okay. I'm going to the Super Bowl this year, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
For sure?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Michael?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yeah.
You cannot.
First off, gotta say, listening to the show since sixth grade.
Oh.
I love it.
You're not addicted to crack or heroin or anything?
I promise you I'm not.
Thank you.
Not yet.
Greatest show on the radio.
Thanks, buddy.
But, anyways, I was having sex with my girlfriend last week, and it was our first time, and I don't know, just halfway through, I just lost my erection.
Was that your first time ever, or just first time with her?
Yeah, it was both our first time.
There is a... This is a hard thing to document, but apparently many men experience this their first time out.
No,
it doesn't mean a damn thing. It really doesn't.
Well, we tried it a second time, though, and it just went limp again.
Doesn't mean you're going to have future problems. It's a common thing first time out.
Drew's laughing, by the way, and holding a sign up saying, losing limp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it, Drew.
No, Michael.
How long into it did you lose it?
I'd say about 6 minutes.
Oh, not bad.
Well, was it really six? Was it two full songs?
I don't know. We weren't listening to music, guy.
Buddy. No, I know what you're saying, man. I mean, when I'm getting it on, I don't listen to music. Wait a minute. It's actually the one thing you could actually do.
You know what, though?
What, though?
Because there's two reasons I think that it might have happened. I've been taking Wellbutrin.
Wellbutrin is not common. Well, I guess it could, but that's not a common side effect from Wellbutrin.
What's number two?
She has a butthole.
Oh, there we go. Let's just enjoy him enjoying his ass here.
Well, that was interesting. That was a bogus call, but it had an interesting kind of
I was beginning to think bogus was when he kept pushing. You don't understand.
I didn't get that part. I got he had a little bit of a jack-off thing going for him because he's like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
he slid in like a guy, dude, bro.
Want to talk to him some more?
Why don't you meet my friend, guy, dude, bro?
No.
Good timing.
Where's that girl who goes, no. No.
All righty.
No. Drew? You don't have that one?
You ready to keep rolling?
No.
There she is.
No.
Yes.
Stacy?
Yes.
No. You're 19?
Mm-hmm.
Have you put away your video game?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes?
What's your question?
Okay, me and my boyfriend have been together for 2 years, and he doesn't want to have sex as often as he used to, and I don't know if it's something with me or...
Now, you've broken up for a while, right?
Yeah, for a month and a half.
And how long have you been back together?
2 months.
And before that month and a half break, were things chucking along normally?
Yeah.
How often were you having sex before?
Just about every day.
And how about now?
Every couple days.
Like every other day?
Yeah.
Does he...
Is that that much of a difference?
Yeah, it's not so much...
Wait, hold on a second. How often were you having sex before? Almost every day. And now what's it to? It's like every couple days?
Every other day, yeah.
It's like... Almost every day to me means 5, possibly 6 days a week. And every couple of days means three.
Well, down 50% here. Be fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's a drop off, but it's not what we normally hear.
Yeah, it's not from 3 to 5 down to 0.
Right. Stacy?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a big drop off.
No, I guess, I mean, it's not really, but I'm, for some reason, I always want to do it now, and he doesn't. He's always just like, no.
Well, why did you guys break up?
He just wanted space. I don't know. He didn't want to be in a serious relationship that we were in at the time.
And why'd you get back together?
Because he said he made a mistake.
He couldn't get laid.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys think they can get laid, especially when they're... How old is this guy?
He's 19.
Oh. Yeah, 19-year-old guys. Listen, all you 19-year-olds who are currently getting laid consistently because you have girlfriends, don't think you're getting laid. You're nothing out on the open market. You're nothing. There's no place for a 19-year-old guy. 17-year-old guy has a better chance of getting laid because he's in high school.
He's a senior in high school.
Right. And you 19-year-old guys who aren't in college and who are working are really effed.
Oof.
You get nothing. There's nothing around for you. What's he do?
Actually, nothing really. We just graduated high school in June, and he doesn't know what he wants to do. He doesn't go to college. He just works.
Yeah. See, what's he do for a living?
Well, he did. He was selling timeshares.
Yeah, he's really not getting laid. That's the thing. He's got no place to find tail.
What does he say?
Even when we broke up for that month and a half or so, he did get laid by.
He did?
Yeah, by the
old friend, old girlfriend. Some friend, somebody he knew.
Yeah, it was his ex-girlfriend actually.
Yeah, that's what I said, ex-girlfriend.
What if he's still with her?
No. I've talked to her.
No, that is actually your only alternative is to go nail someone you've nailed in the past.
Stacy, talk to her.
Ooh, how'd that go, baby?
Not so good at first. When I first found out about it, I was really pissed.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, like, we weren't together. I was mad about it, but I'm not really.
How'd that conversation go? What'd you say to her?
Dear skank whore.
Yeah, a lot of not nice stuff.
Hey, Stacy. Mhm. You got a little energy for chaos, right?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Yeah. Why can't you relax a little bit?
I don't know. I'm an upbeat person. I don't know, and I'm really happy to talk to you guys. But.
Well, we're happy to hear from you, and thank you, sweetheart. You have no problems.
No, all right, he doesn't mean upbeat. He means that you look for drama.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, because see. I don't know. See, I sort of think that, like, I'm so in love. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Okay.
All right.
At least you're kind of aware that there is something up.
Yeah.
Okay. All I'm saying is when you're 19, you use your energy to sort of channel all your energy. And it's too much stress on the relationship. Here's what I mean. When you get older, tell me if you agree or disagree with this. And, Anne, you can chime in. Or anybody from the peanut gallery.
No.
When you get older, you can segment your life. You have your work, you have your career, your kids or your hobbies or your friends, and then you have your relationship. But you don't put so much stress. Your relationship can only hold so much weight. And you try not to channel all the stuff that was meant for all the other facets of your life over that bridge, because it won't take the weight.
Right.
But when you're 19, everything goes there.
Yes.
All the energy ends up in the relationship. And the other person's energy, all their energy, ends up in the relationship, too. And it always folds because it's too much weight for it.
Yeah. Yep. Sure.
So I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why people do that. You get older now, you don't put that kind of stress on your relationship.
Well, but part of that is experience.
Right.
Okay, knowing what is and is not real in a relationship.
But also...
Part of it is balance, just learning how to balance and being able to know what is and isn't good for a relationship.
But there's also a ton of energy that you had back then that you don't have anymore that all pours into the other person.
Yeah, for men, some of that I think is biological. I think that testosterone level drops a little bit, and you're not thinking about,
right?
You know,
no, you don't do that. Let's go through the yearbook.
Right.
Who's this dude? Who's this cat? Oh, right. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. You're saying just because his name starts with a C and your name starts with a C, he's next to you in the yearbook, and you don't know this dude. Well, I don't buy that. Why would he be next to you?
Right, where is he now?
I don't know. He's like in the 11th grade. My name's Carson, and his name is Coletti. And so we were next to each other. Yeah, right. Right. Let me look back. Let me flip a few pages.
I thought I could handle this, but no, man, I can't.
What is this? Have a cool summer? I'll talk to you soon. Mark? Who's Mark? I never heard about Mark. Yeah, right. He put his phone number there. Bet you called it. What if we called him up? She said, I don't know. It was 11 years ago. Yeah, right. You co-core.
Yeah, you lose all that energy. And here's what it translates into. What's on TV?
Yeah. Yep. All right, one more call before we go to break. This is Jason, who's 30. Jason?
Hey, what's going on, Adam?
What's up there?
Basically, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Just came back from the island of Fiji, and they drink a drink called kava.
All right, kava root.
Yeah, and I went to one of the locals' houses and slammed kava. I had about like 10 cups of this stuff. It comes out of like half of a coconut shell.
Great.
And you gotta throw it down. It's like you're doing shots.
Right. It'll give you about the same level of intoxication too.
What does it actually do to you?
I brought
a bunch of it back.
Yeah. It actually is.
I was gonna partake with it with a bunch of my friends. I just want to make sure that I don't end up with like a Jonestown situation.
I have not seen any acute medical complications from kava. I do believe it to be addictive. It's what's called a GABAergic drug. It behaves very similar to Valium, Valium-like chemicals. And I've seen some problems with kava.
Well, don't they sell that kava extract at the dietary store?
Yeah, you see it here and there. And it is not harmless. It is a pharmacologic agent. We may yet see liver problems and whatnot from it, but I have not.
All right. And by the way, his Jonestown reference was for Jim Jones, a cult leader who killed all his disciples via some poison punch.
Yeah.
What was his group? The People's... Oh, God. What was that? Jim Jones's group? It had a crazy name.
World something. World.
I don't know. They were living in like Uganda or something. And
yeah, I've actually been looking a lot into cult stuff lately. You know
yeah,
why? Because the
are you gonna join in one?
No, the Bin Laden thing is such a cult. And having met Castro when I did it, all smacked of cult to me. So I started looking into it. And I started thinking, you know what? Even the Marines are like a cult.
Yeah.
You know? Except there's no crazy leader, and that's when cults go bad. When there's some individual who sort of casts his or her spell.
Well, anytime you're going to need a group of people to act as one and possibly give their life up for the name of whatever.
You have to subjugate the self to the whole.
Motivate. That's right.
There they are.
Semper Fi.
Motivate.
Hoorah. You need that. I mean, you got to have that. It's like, it's you know, I spent all weekend watching football.
Yeah.
You got to put the same uniform on, man, because those are your fatigues.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to war, and you're asking guys to put their bodies on the line, and it's the same with the Colts. I mean, not the team.
The Colts will get a weird...
not the Indianapolis Colts. They didn't make the playoffs.
I understand. But right. The leader has his own needs that are... become the diabolical source of direction for the group. So
it'd be an interesting expansion team name, the Cults, C-U-L-T-S.
The Cult. How about just the Cult? Mm. Has a little more rock and roll feel to it.
Yeah. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break when we come back. Drew, where are you going?
I'm going to go see if I can get some of these off the screen and get some nice new calls.
All right. Cleaning house. Be back with a fresh load after this. Yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, Drew's licking his chops. Wants to speak to young Veronica. Set her straight.
That's right.
Break her heart.
And what it is, I'm awake. I've slept for like 3 weeks in a row.
A little fart going here.
That is not a little fart.
Medium.
I got news for you.
That was medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was of the usual, the bouquet, mm-hmm. which can really do some serious damage, but not with the same intensity. The volume.
Yeah.
Does that mean something more is coming?
Could be.
Because that bouquet is a rare bouquet of yours. And when it comes, Matt, watch out.
That was my six Hepervicin and four gin and tonic fart from the Supercross last night.
It's about three hobo power, too.
Oh man. Do I love that stuff.
See, it's gone now.
I love it. Yeah, it's gone.
Last time you did that, it was in the linen. And we have this material wall to absorb sound.
Mm-hmm.
A week.
I know, it didn't have the volume that I that I like. No. But you know what? I'm not going to beat myself up.
But you know what? It's interesting. That we, so really, it's three hobo power, but so we've discovered a unit of intensity. We have not figured out the unit, the sort of coloration.
What do you mean?
I mean, that has special bouquet, that one. That, you know what I mean? It's sort of...
I think that all falls under the heading of hobo power,
really?
Which is our new unit
all
of
right.
stink.
All right.
Okay. Veronica? Veronica?
Yes?
You're 14?
Yeah.
You want to get back together with your boyfriend?
Yes, a lot. He's much older than me, and he dates older women a lot.
How old is he?
He's 16, almost 17. Uh-huh. And I'm only 14, and uh-huh. I just turned 14 about a week or so ago. And I was the first girl that he dated that was young. Like, usually he dates older girls, and, like, I really just need him back in my life. Like, but I don't know how to go about it.
Well, hold on. How long ago did you guys break up?
Like about a month ago, but like we stayed really good friends, and he says he wants like one night stands, and he wants us to get closer.
Oh, by having one night stands?
Well, I'm not sure.
He wants one night stands with you, or just in
yeah.
general?
No, with me.
And he's with saying, her to get closer.
And he dates a lot of girls?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't date a lot, but he dates older women, and he was scared to get a relationship with me because I was young, but it worked out really good. But I broke it off. And I just,
why'd you break it off?
You broke it off.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I wasn't sure if it was going to work out, and then I realized it was. And
well, the screen says he broke up with you.
No, I broke up with him.
Well, that's not what the screen says. The screen never lies.
Listen, keep broken up.
Well, it was like together, but...
Have you had sex? Well, by one night stand, what does that mean? What do you do during one night stand? Just make out, or you have sex with him?
Like, both.
Both. Make it's interesting.
Yeah. Hmm.
But technically, like,
14,
probably,
you kind
right?
of break it down, yeah.
We both don't know how to make the relationship work. Like, we want to be together, we just don't.
No. He wants to have one night stands. That is not someone who wants a relationship.
Well, wait a minute. Why did you break up with him?
Because we weren't sure what to do, because, like...
We?
Well, yeah, our relationship was, like, based on lies at first, and, like...
What kind of lies?
Well, like, at first, he didn't know all about me. Like, I had lied to him about a lot of things.
Like what?
Like my age and things that I've done.
Like what?
Oh, just with his friends, and... Because that's how I met him.
Oh, you had fooled around with some of his friends?
Well, I had dated one of his friends.
Okay. You got to figure that's going to get back to him eventually.
I almost want to get my wallet out of this one.
Wait, I don't know what to do because I told him I need to talk to him about this, and I'm supposed to see him tomorrow, and I just really want to tell him that I want to be together, but I don't know what to do.
Oh, why don't you tell him? Why don't you tell him?
Well, I've told him, like, a lot, actually.
Oh,
and
okay.
Actually, he's trying to decide between me and this one other girl.
Mark, please. Please.
Really?
Does he
tell you this?
Yeah, he says, I don't know. He says, I don't know who, and she's like 21. And, I mean, I don't look like I'm 14.
But you are 14.
Yeah.
You are.
You're just 14,
yeah.
right?
And you got to get a grip on yourself. You're not in a good situation here. You need to sort of get yourself out, extract yourself.
He's looking at dating a 21-year-old?
Whatever, this guy's
an idiot. Well, she mostly wanted him and...
Whatever. Listen, Veronica, I know this feels like right and novel, but whatever happened to you that sets you up for an a-hole like this, it's playing out now.
All right, hang on, Veronica. You want to do some gambling?
Sure.
Where's Daddy?
Yeah.
That's the only question.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
After the break.
Really?
Oh, no, we have time.
Yeah.
All right.
Where's Daddy?
The money's
on. I'm running a little short tonight.
All right, I'll spot you.
Thank you.
You see if you got something.
Where's Daddy? Oh man, this could be anything
yeah,
from
yes.
abusive alcoholic dad
to a truck driver never around
to just never around
yeah.
dad. I'm gonna go for the dad got divorced, not wholesale abuse, just doesn't seem interested. Like, you know, she sees him once in a while,
not that interested.
He gives her the feeling he could care less. He doesn't even know he has a daughter, really. And he may even still be in the house and not feel that way. Just not around and not interested.
All right, we're going
to
take a different tack. Like, captain of industry, never around.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not that different.
Yeah.
Veronica?
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
He's not close. He's not by me. He left me and my mom.
When you were how old?
What?
When you were how old? Wait, hang on. Sorry, don't tell us. Hang on, bye-bye.
Three. Yeah, I had the four. I was thinking
four. Okay.
It was when I was young.
How old?
Like five-ish.
We would have got
close,
there.
Yeah.
All right, and do you have any contact with him?
No, not at all.
Do you know where he lives? What city he's in?
No.
You know why he left?
I don't know. Like, it didn't work out with my mom, but my mom's remarried now, so that's, like, my family now, and no one talks about him, and it's just plain mainly over.
Okay. Hold on a second. Got to take a break. Mm-hmm. I don't know who won that one.
We were both on it.
I said I got a little closer.
We both got the never around thing.
Okay. Well, we'll come back. We'll wrap up with that, Veronica, when we get back. I like that riff. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. That's Pennywise.
Oh, yeah.
And the phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, we did a little gambling on 14-year-old Veronica, who's just 14, dating a guy who's like 17. He's thinking about a 21-year-old. Veronica's self-esteem is just not where it should be.
And he wants to like have a one-night stand with her. You know, what does he call it? Like friends with benefit kind of thing.
Right.
Have sex once in a while.
And she's obsessed. And, I, you know, hey, Veronica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry your dad abandoned you and left you with all these horrible, horrible feelings. He's a horrible guy. Don't ever try to make amends with him unless he comes back on bended knees.
And
but you're taking all that energy and you're pouring it into this guy.
You're trying to find a guy like your old dad, which, of course, understandable. You love dad, but...
Well, no, because I've had relationships before where I thought I loved them, but, like, I know that I really want him back now.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's what you thought. If we had talked to you during one of those previous relationships, you would have said the same thing. And the fact is you're really trying to reconnect with the unavailable. That's the mission here, is to find someone who I can't have and try to have him. Because that's what your life has been with men, with your dad.
No, but like, men before, like...
No, but
right.
Forget
well, look,
it.
I'll get this to ask him if he wants to get back
then
together.
If you don't
but
want
if
to...
But if he says anything but yes, you got to move on, right?
Well, I tried, but like, he says he's trying to decide now, but...
Nope, that was something other than yes.
You tried. It didn't work. How about you moving on with your life,
that's
then?
Called going for somebody who's not available.
Well, here's
that's not normal.
Here's the question, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want us to say? There's a guy who you claim to be in love with, yet he doesn't really want to be in a relationship with you. So what's the issue? Oh, he does.
I know he does.
Oh.
He's trying to decide between me and her. And
yeah, you know he does, but he doesn't know he does.
Who's going to tell him he does? Should I tell him?
Well, I've been telling him, but he says, well, what about her? And I was like, well, why don't you just, like, leave her alone? You know?
Where do these guys, by the way, where do the guys get the balls at age 17? Well, babe, I got a 17-year-old that's pretty hot, and she wants me, too.
21-year-old.
Yeah, 21. Yeah, I mean, we could get back together, but what about her? What about Alicia? She's hot. She's 21.
She's looking for action.
Yeah, I mean, really? Can he really have these open discussions about what about her? I mean, can he just, I mean, you know, don't you just do that? I got a few things to sort out. Let me get back to you.
Yeah, this is not what about her. This is, I told you I can't get in a relationship.
Yeah,
what about her?
Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do to talk you out of this. Everybody who's listening understands what's going on with you. Many of us have been there before. And it's almost a rite of passage. It's just something you have to get through.
But
we're telling you the truth. You're not accepting the truth. You're not accepting the truth from him, which you want to get back in a relationship, and he doesn't. And by the way, that part about you breaking up with him, I'm not so sure about that part.
Well, we broke up a couple of times.
Yeah,
we.
Yeah, probably she broke it off finally because he became so ridiculously abusive towards her. You know,
yeah.
It was so ungratifying that she finally said, screw you.
You can't just find,
you can't find
a nice 15-year-old dude who's going to love you back.
No.
Well, I've dated a bunch of guys, but it's like they're not like everything I want.
Right. This guy's everything you'd want in a man, right?
Well, no, thinking he's going to go out with this angel girl, and she just like bothers me.
Okay. All right. Hey, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's nothing we can do. Here's the deal. Don't get pregnant.
Right.
And don't get any venereal diseases.
Well, yeah, see, and that was one of the things he says. He's like, well, we can fool around and then my decision might be made.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Listen, hey, Veronica, mm-hmm. You're not going to listen to a goddamn thing I tell you. Here's what I'm on, damage patrol with you. Just don't get pregnant. Do not get pregnant. And don't get any venereal diseases and don't kill yourself. And if you can accomplish those three simple goals and make it to 18, you'll be way ahead of where I fear you'll be. Listen, talking to Veronica about not going out with this guy is like you talking to your cat when you're taking it to the vet.
Right. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to explain to the cat this is good. You have worms. You don't understand.
Relax.
Meanwhile, you're trying to stuff the thing in a crate. And it's just a ball of fur and nails.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I just got a good whack.
From your cat?
No, from Veronica.
Oh, from Veronica. Yeah, but here's my point. At this point, it's not even worth trying to have the discussion with your cat. Your job is to make sure the cat safely gets in the crate and go gets its shot.
Yeah.
You don't have to get into the discussion.
But we didn't even get into the birth control discussion with her, which she needs.
Look, she's I was going to say she was smart enough, but
no.
She knows people. She talks to other people. She knows.
Yes.
She knows about birth control.
All right.
Just don't get pregnant. And just please try to get involved with reality. And again, if her father's listening, please just do the dignified thing and fall on a barbecue skewer. Please. Just take one of those, barbecue skewers. The ones,
Maybe there's something a little more white trash we can give them.
Yeah, that sounds a little dignified.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, why don't you just cram like an M200 up your ass and just blow yourself up that way. And all you screwed up guys, when you screw with your young girls like that, they're a mess. That's it. Not only do they get horrible, horrible, neglectful, or abusive daddy, but then they just get a whole life of idiots, depression, and just world-class a-holes just prey on them for the rest of their life. So enjoy that while you're trying to get to bed tonight. All you guys who have daughters out there.
So the Royal Tannenbaum's today?
Yeah.
And there was a pretty good rendition of that. The Gwyneth Paltrow character.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't so impressed by that movie.
I like it's quirky and uncomfortable and interesting. And
yeah, it had that.
Yeah.
I think this is a movie that people are supposed to like.
It reminded me of Being John Malkovich. It's interesting.
Yeah, but Being John Malkovich was a much better film.
Yes.
Much. It wasn't that close. Being John Malkovich was quite a bit better than The Royal Tannenbaum.
In terms of it being so creative and weird. Royal Tannenbaum was pretty good.
Yeah, but it didn't have much story to it or anything. I mean, it was decent. It was quirky.
Yeah, quirky.
But you know what? I think movies get by. Some of these movies get by on being quirky.
And you know what? I always appreciate is when they're complex characters and accurate. I'm so used to BS in dramatizations.
Yeah.
I bought all of it. It made sense.
Yeah, but what about the little kids wearing the same color sweatsuits every day, and the guy dressing like a tennis star, wearing the headband?
Well, visually it was a little weird. Yeah,
I mean it wasn't true in that sense.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Julie.
Hello.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah. On Thursday, I discovered that I had these pimple-like bumps on the outer part of my vagina and my butt.
How many?
There's like three or four on my vagina and like two on my butt.
Are you overweight?
No, I'm not. And I'm not a virgin. I mean, I am a virgin.
Okay. These are like Adam's experience.
No wonder.
Carbuncles.
No.
They're basically like zits.
Pearly penile papules.
No, not pearly penile papules. There are various glands around the vagina that can get infected and sort of be zit-like, but if you get around to the rear end area, that's usually just folliculitis and
you get a little moisture, you get some hair follicles going. So
could I get it from like messing around a lot, like my boyfriend or?
Well, are you having intercourse?
No, I'm not having intercourse, but like other things, like.
Well, does
oral?
He put his? Oh, are you having oral sex?
Yeah.
It doesn't. Herpes and things like that doesn't look like pimples particularly.
Because it doesn't itch and there's no discharge or whatever. And I've seen pictures and stuff of them like going crazy looking at pictures and stuff.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
I wonder if it's molluscum contagiosum. It could be.
You know what's? You know what I don't understand, Drew?
What, Adam?
I've had zits. I've had ingrown hairs. Yeah. I've had carbuncles in my day.
It's not like a nice thought. Let me just take that in for a second.
Picture a zit on top of an ingrown hair, carbuncle.
Not your neck, your face.
In the ass.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. And scrotum sack, what have you.
Oh.
What is it about me? I'm not that smart a guy. I have almost no education, but I never looked at it and went, oh, my God, what is this?
Yeah.
This could be a disease.
Oh, yeah.
This has got to be. That just looks like a zit. I mean, we've all had ingrown hairs and stuff, like on our backside or around our groin area.
I think they're sort of a spectrum that people fall in. There's people who have huge shankers hanging off their...
What?
They're Johnson.
Right.
And deny it. Like, just like, what the hell? Forget that. That'll go away soon.
Right.
And the other end of the anxiety spectrum are people, every time they get a little skin flaking, they freak out and assume it's herpes.
Right.
You were somewhere sort of in the middle there where it's just like, eh, whatever. If you kind of figure out what it is. And that's
I take
that.
Care of it. I lance it myself. Yeah. Listen, kids, you got something that's infected or ingrown or whatever, and it's on your thigh, stick a pin in it and drain it out.
That spectrum applies to most all of people's health care preoccupations.
Just take
some people
care
come
of it,
in
everybody.
With hangnails and they're convinced it's cancer. Some people have cancer taken over half their pelvis and they don't come in.
All right. I'm just saying, put a pin in it, baby. Nothing wrong with that. My friends always did that, too. That was common knowledge. And if you can't reach it, get one of your friends, put a pin in it.
Good times.
And you know all that part about sterilization and stuff, the pin? Nah.
Now,
you don't have to do that.
Now, was that worth a six-pack? Like if they're going to help you build a deck or something?
No.
No.
No,
that's for entertainment.
Took a certain amount of pleasure in that.
Them.
Yeah, if my friend had a big zit on the part of his back he couldn't get to, I'd just stick a pin in it. Pop that thing right away.
And you don't think that's kind of weird?
Why? He couldn't get to it.
Oh, okay.
What's he going to do?
Huh?
Why? I think it's weird not to.
All right.
You don't have that relationship? How come no one has friends? You don't have, like, real friends? Like, you don't know what your friends' penises look like? No? Really?
Don't pee on them?
You don't pee on them?
No.
What about if they were naughty? You wouldn't pee on them? I mean, how do you teach them right from wrong? Wow. You never popped a zit on one of your friends' backs?
No.
Really? Wow. I don't know what goes on. I must have grown up in some kind of concentration camp or something.
No, freaking Lord of the Flies when you grew up.
Well, I had friends. I knew what they looked like naked. I'd pop a zit on their back. If that zit was on their nuts, I'd pop it for them if they couldn't get to it. I didn't care.
You're gay. This is the whole issue of boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Some people maintain boundaries.
Well, how are you getting to that zit on your back that you can't reach? You going to the doctor?
Or just let it be.
Well, you got to pop it. You got a big old eyeball growing in between your shoulder blades. Daniel?
Hello?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was just wondering, if I could get some tips from you on how to get dates from girls in America. I just moved here.
All right.
At 14?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
From England.
What part?
London.
How close to the airport is that?
Hmm?
How close to the airport is that?
What do you mean, how close?
How close to the Heathrow is that?
It's, like, pretty close.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Tell me where the Thames River is in relation to that.
What?
In London.
There we go. Busted.
Yes, qualified.
Got jackass.
Him. Got him.
Busted by an idiot who's never been out of North Hollywood. Listen, everything I know from London is from watching Benny Hill, you idiot. Busted. Cold busted. Thank you. Look at Drew, all ready to go along with it.
No. I was with you, 100%. Yeah, I didn't step in. I didn't.
Right. You wanted to hear some answers.
But you have to go to the proper facility for the jobby, Dr. Drew.
For the jobby? Who is that?
Listen, I shouldn't give this away, but look. You want to know how many times I've been to London? Zero. Okay, if you gave me a map or a globe and you had me try to find it, it'd take me 25 minutes.
So I think you should have said...
Hey, listen, I go, look, how far away is the airport from London? I don't know, 30 miles, What am I going to do? Argue with you? I don't know.
I think you should have not told him the name of the airport and see if he could have come up with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. And the Thames, just say, just runs down the side.
Yeah.
Whatever. Or, you know, say you left when you were 8. All right? All right. Well, we can't live in the past. Julie?
Yes.
You're 21. What's up?
I'm dating a 28-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been dating for about a year and a half. Nothing serious, but recently I haven't enjoyed sex as much. Like, every time, he can totally turn me on, but when we actually have sex, it's not fun for me at all. I used to have orgasms. I can't have them anymore. And I'm still attracted to him, and I like him a lot, but I just want to know if there's something wrong with me or maybe the age difference or something. I don't know what it is.
What do you mean it's not serious? It's been 18 months.
Well, I mean, it's not, like, a serious relationship.
Well, it's been 18 months, though. What does that mean, not serious?
I mean, it's not like a serious relationship.
We can see other people if we want to or whatever.
Is that the way you want this relationship to be?
Yeah, actually, it was my idea.
To do it that way. Why?
I don't want to get tied down, so yeah.
Really?
I mean, but how many people have you seen in the last 18 months?
Besides him.
I haven't.
Yeah, so you're not too anxious to go out and see other people.
Guess who's
well,
tied down?
I've gone on a date or two, but I mean, when I do go on a date, all I can think about is him.
Well, which is it? Do you want to be with him, or do you want to date other people?
I want to be with him.
Okay, but he doesn't want to get married.
He doesn't want to get married?
Is that accurate?
No, he says that the only step he'll get into is for a serious relationship for him would be marriage.
And he's not open for that now?
No.
So the real story here is he's not open to the kind of relationship you want.
Yes.
All right, you can just go ahead and state that at the beginning, okay? You have to extract that like a molar from her.
Oh, yeah, she wanted it wide open because she wanted to see other people.
Yeah, I don't want to be tied down.
Yeah, you want to marry this guy.
I don't want to marry him.
Oh, yes, you do.
I want to have a relationship with him, but he wants marriage. You see what I'm saying?
You're fat. You want a serious relationship with him. No, he has said if it's going to be serious, it's
marriage.
Towards marriage if he has a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's like if A, then B, if B, then C, A, then C, it's all.
Yeah.
She's deluding herself.
And Napoleon. Napoleon?
Excuse me?
You are high, baby.
I'm high?
Yes. Why? Because you're lying to yourself.
How do you figure?
You want a relationship with this guy.
Yeah, I want a relationship, but the next step he wants is marriage.
No, he doesn't want marriage.
He doesn't want a relationship or marriage.
He doesn't want either one.
He doesn't want either. You want one, maybe the other.
He wants neither.
And you're taking the sex.
He doesn't want to get married.
You're just willing to keep having sex with him just because that's all he's willing to give you.
What's up, baby? What's his deal? Well, she hang up?
No. She had a cell phone. I lost her, too.
All right. She also may have had an ass full of Drew.
Me?
Oh, listen, she was delusional.
Yeah.
I mean, we're used to people sort of lying to themselves on this show, and that's 14-year-old callers like we had a little earlier who think things are going to work out with 17-year-old a-holes. But by 21, you got to stop kidding yourself. So just to recap, been going out for 18 months, not committed. She said initially she didn't want to be committed. She wanted to see other people.
Don't want to be tied down.
And then when I asked her how many people she's seen over the last 18 months, knowing the answer, zero. Gone out with nobody in 18 months.
Two guys.
Actually went out on a couple of dates, but can't stop thinking about this guy.
Right.
So why don't you get in a serious relationship? Well, I'd like to be in a relationship, but see, he'll want to marry me, and he doesn't want to get married yet, so he can't commit to a serious relationship. Jesus Christ.
Man.
Where were women this stupid when I was dating? It's just delusional. It's like anything but take a good look at yourself or...
reality.
Or just the complete fear that someone that you may have to admit to yourself that somebody does not desire you. It's like it's like you get a publicist, so you don't have to look in the mirror and go, hey, maybe there's a guy out there that doesn't really want to marry me, or he's not particularly interested in anything but sex.
They can't. It's so foreign to many women, that whole notion that they're feeling like, well, if he's still having sex with me, it must be a possibility of something real here. He must feel something. He's just saying this because. Guys say this because they're assholes.
He's in love. He'd like a serious relationship, but if he gets serious, that means marriage, and he's not ready for marriage.
I was in a bookstore tonight. My wife opened this book page, and it was something about, you know, sort of delusions women have about men. It says, you know, women believe that the reason men pull our hair and put our, you know, and poke at us and make fun of us when we're in third grade is because they like us. And she goes, no, it's because men are assholes. That's why they do this.
Yeah. You say bookstore.
Yeah, this not a library.
What?
Bookstore.
What was the first one?
You can purchase a library.
That's where they lend you books?
It's like renting books.
They give you books to take?
For free. Rent for free.
Hold on, you pay them?
No. No, you know, a bookstore, you pay them.
But you go in there and take books from that place?
Yes. Both places.
And then for what? What do you do?
Read.
What?
Read.
Read the book.
Somebody could read them to you.
And then you bring them back.
At the library.
At the library. That was the other place was called the bookstore.
Right.
And I guess that's where they sell them.
That's right.
But you don't have to give them back then.
No.
But you would pay money for a book, let's say?
Yeah, sometimes. I know it's hard to imagine.
Interesting. Lisa?
It's Alisa.
Oh, Alisa, you're 16. What's up?
Yeah. Adam, I totally love you.
Yeah. What do you like about me?
I don't know. I saw you on the man show, and it has to be the curly hair.
Yeah. It's naturally wavy.
It's sexy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's nice. It's nappy. It's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with me. What's up?
Well...
What else do you love about me?
You're funny. Guy's got to be funny.
Yeah, it's got to be. Except for you chicks don't know from funny, so it doesn't count. But go ahead, baby.
Oh, yes. I've been in a few serious relationships,
mm-hmm.
and every time I do something to sabotage them, and I don't know why, and mm-hmm. I want to...
Now, do you mean, like, cut the brake lines on the guy's moped, or do you mean emotional sabotage?
I mean emotional sabotage.
How many times have you done this?
4 or 5.
A certain amount of this is normal at 16. You know, it's almost protective against getting too involved with someone before you're ready.
What's your longest relationship been?
7 months.
See, that's
about right. Anybody you're interested in now?
Yeah.
What's his name? Dirk?
No.
Really? I thought you were into Dirk.
Ryan?
No.
Steve?
No.
Don't tell us. We're going to keep guessing. Because we've done this before. I don't care if it takes all goddamn night.
Dirk?
Okay. No, wait a minute. Now, listen. Now, help us keep track of this.
Okay.
The names?
Yeah, not only Alisa, but the peanut gallery in there.
Brian,
we'll go back and forth. Steve.
No.
Go ahead, Drew.
Sal.
No.
Rob.
No.
Robert.
No.
Justin.
No.
Jordan.
No.
Stuart.
No.
Did we say Steve yet?
Yeah.
Steve. Sam.
No.
Frank.
No.
He's not Mexican, is he?
No.
No, because I was going to go like a swallow or something.
Fred.
No.
Bart.
No.
Michael.
No.
Jim.
No.
Adam.
No.
Drew.
No.
Anderson.
James.
No.
Doug.
No.
Matthew.
No.
Lou.
No.
Turk.
No.
Sid.
No.
Rod.
No.
What about Rod? No,
Todd.
Rod.
Victor.
Yeah, what about Todd?
No.
Victor.
Vic no. or Victor.
No.
Okay, Warren. No, Warren. Yeah, we got to start getting into what are they naming? What are those young fags naming their kids? Aaron?
No.
Ryan?
No.
Rick?
No.
Nate?
No.
Hold on a second. We've done this a couple of times, and each time we average about 266 names before we get to it.
Yeah, we want to see if we can get to like 500.
Yeah, you'd think you'd hit the Steves and the Jims. In the Bobs.
Some of the time.
And you'd be there.
Yeah.
Now,
not with us.
Aren't people naming their kids' name like Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon.
And what about Bob?
Justin.
Did we hit a Bob?
Justin.
I think
Josh.
We hit a Josh.
Josh.
Okay. Lisa?
Yeah.
Justin?
No.
Josh?
No.
Brandon?
No.
Well, that's Seattle. We got to get sort of regional here on our.
Hemp?
No.
Curtis?
No.
Kurt?
No.
And now remember, if I say James and his name is Jimmy or Jim, you got to give it to me, right?
Yeah.
John.
We've been close.
What about John?
No.
Jack.
No.
Not even close, James.
Alfonso.
No.
It's not an ethnic name, right?
What?
She wouldn't know.
Well, you said she said it was not.
It's not an ethnic name, so it wouldn't be like Pierre or Salvador or something, right?
No, it's a really common name.
Really common name. This is what really kills me.
Lou.
No.
No, I said Lou. Oh. Okay. Now let's all start thinking about
Neil.
People we know.
Neil.
No.
Okay, hang on.
Dan.
No.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, now we've got to get this.
Jesus effing Christ. It happens every time. Okay. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with more guessing of Lisa's... it's not even her boyfriend. It's just some guy she likes.
Oh. Who she's going to sabotage.
Boy. American names, not ethnic type names. We'll get back. And you guys can start calling in and suggesting names. But it's probably one we've used.
Yeah.
After this. Oh, you don't smell anything.
I don't like that position you were in.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. When we left off, we're speaking to Lisa, 16. Wants to know why she sabotages all her relationships. She sounded pretty healthy. Didn't sound like too much. Age-appropriate behaviors, Drew would say. And then we became obsessed with the name of her new boyfriend.
Obsessed.
Or the guy who she's interested in.
We went through about 60 names.
Yeah.
Snake Eyes.
Right. Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay, don't give us his name.
Thomas.
No.
Well, I already did Tom. How about Eric?
No.
Paul?
No.
Oh, that was a good one.
Rick?
Nope.
Gavin?
No.
Dave, we did.
David? No.
Oh, yeah, it's David.
David. Yeah, David should have been about number 7 on the list, and we made it number 57. All right. Yeah. I knew it.
I knew it, man.
I had a feeling. You know when you have a feeling? And you got to go through like 70 names before you get to that feeling?
Here's what I know about that. I had no feeling.
No.
None.
All right. So you like this guy.
Yeah.
And you're a little pain. What? When a guy likes you, do you not like him?
No. Well, it depends. If they're a nerd, I kind of... stay away.
But how about a guy you like, if you get him to like you, is that when you start sabotaging, or is it later?
It's later in, like, a relationship.
Okay. That's all right. That's okay.
You're fine, baby. You're cute?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got your pick. You know you got options. You know you're cute, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you worried about, right?
Well, I don't like hurting them.
Oh. Interesting.
Cute with a conscience.
Right. Pretty Miss Hart. Okay.
Of course not.
And but look, I know people, and Drew, you make men out to be horrible in relationships and women to be saints oftentimes, but when a cute girl is 16 and in high school and in demand, and she knows she's in demand, I think that flavors her attitude just a little bit.
No, I absolutely.
It's hard to avoid that.
People can mistreat each other in relationships, male or female, male, whatever.
But in a sense, it becomes like when we were talking about last week, Bewitched. Like, you have this power and you're not going to use it?
Impossible.
Yeah, and if not there, where? And if not then, when? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We also lament the way we were treated as a young man. You know, we brought that up plenty of times.
Yeah.
Plenty of times.
By abusive women?
Mm.
Okay. Are you ready to keep rolling here, Drew?
No, I got to think about that for a while.
Drew, you're a popular guy in high school, right? How did you make student body president?
I think... sheer grit.
Is this student body president thing, like, it sounds like a big deal, but in a way, is there an element of a lot of people just don't run? I mean, there's only a couple of people run, right?
Yeah.
You just don't think of it.
Right.
It's sort of like when you see these senators and you see these Congress people and they're making a speech and you're going, hey, this bitch is ugly. Or this dude, he's got a bad comb over and he's got a lisp. And he doesn't sound that smart. And you're thinking, how'd this guy make senator? And then you realize, maybe no one ran. I mean, maybe it's nerd patrol. There's not a lot of guys that are interested in doing it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Drew. I don't want to take away from your accomplishment.
It's more like the hole is there. The opportunity is there.
Yeah.
And you seize it.
So how many people were in your school?
250.
Oh, that's it? Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
I see. That's nothing. They should just have vice president. Under 500 kids, you shouldn't be able to be president.
Yeah.
Just vice president.
Nice.
Did they do the whole election? You had to come up with a speech, right?
Oh, sure.
You remember that speech?
No, I don't. I remember doing it. I don't know.
A peachy folder in every locker. And a Tuesday will no longer be what's that horrible steak that they eat? It will now be fish stick Fridays. The Salisbury steak Tuesday will be replaced by taco Tuesdays. Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember one time in the ninth grade, someone was running for... Some chick was running for treasurer or something. There's two things I love about those student election things is the assembly, which everyone is so excited to be out of school, you know, just out of their class for, but could give a rat's ass about who's running for assistant treasurer and all that kind of stuff. This one time, this woman, this little girl, she must have been in the ninth grade. It was at Walter Reed Junior High. She said, stand up. And everyone like sat there like, huh? Stand up. Everyone stand up. And everyone's like, all right. Everyone stood up and she said, if I could get you to do that, I could do it. And everyone's like, all right, bitch, now you're not getting a vote. Now we're pissed. Now I'm sitting down. I'm never getting up. And then the other guy, this is the guy I love the most, the guy who's running unopposed. First off, if you're running unopposed, do you really need the mic time?
Yeah.
How much podium time do you need running unopposed? It's always a guy, usually a guy who's running for secretary or treasurer or some kind of Nimrod job that no one really wants.
Yeah.
And he does this one. He's got to deliver the speech, even though he's running unopposed. So he starts with this. Even though I'm running unopposed, you want to finish this, Drew? I still need your vote. And I think to myself, really? Couldn't you just vote for yourself and it'd be a landslide? I mean, how are you going to lose this one, Doogie?
Wow.
How are you losing? Yeah, you're running unopposed. I mean, all you got to do is cast one vote for you and you're in. Even if you don't vote for you, it's still a tie. You're in. What do you mean? You get no speech time. And you need our votes?
And people are afraid of last-minute write-ins.
Tell me about how low is your self-esteem that you need our votes, even though you're running unopposed. I always like that. I always just want to stand up and scream, no, you don't. No, you don't. Sit down.
Jeez, you didn't actually do that?
No, it was damn close. No. There's always that big list of people. Did you guys have a debate?
No.
No debating?
No.
And how long was your speech?
Probably a minute.
Minute? What was your platform?
I don't remember. I remember the kinds of things people were concerned about then were like dress codes and things
sure.
like that.
Sure. And you just tell them what you want. Tell them what they want to hear, right?
Sure.
And you don't do anything?
No, I tried.
What'd you do? Did you enact any legislation? Couldn't get it through the House?
It was just a bill.
Joanna,
16.
A lonely bill?
Yeah.
What is that?
Joanna? Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
I recently dyed my hair red, and I also dyed my eyebrows, so it would look the same, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I have black pubes, and I was wondering
pubes.
If it would be okay to dye your pubes.
What do you want to dye again?
My pubes.
I see. And what color are they now?
Well, black.
And you want to make what? What color?
Red.
What do you want to make red?
My poops.
Okay. And
is that safe?
Well, it can be. And when did you reach puberty?
Excuse me?
Puberty?
I don't know.
12 or 13?
Sure.
Okay. And do you have a lot of pubic hair?
Not really.
Just a medium amount?
Yeah.
I see. And, Drew, now, girls are usually prepubescent at, about 11 years old? What would be the ceiling for that, 11, 12?
Yeah, 11, 12, yeah.
Okay. And you want to dye that area then?
Right. Is that safe?
How did the eyebrows come out?
Fine.
Okay, they're working. You don't look like Agnes Moorehead from Bewitched. You don't look bizarre.
No, it looks natural.
I just wonder why she would say like ice cube.
How would you pronounce that frozen piece of water that goes
in a tray
in a tumbler?
Ice cube.
Ice cube.
Okay.
Ice cube. She's very consistent.
Okay.
Okay, now I can accept the other.
All right, I'll talk to her. You think of other words she can say. So, where are you from?
Florida.
What's going on in the background there?
Excuse me?
What's going on in the background?
Nothing.
I hear a girl laughing.
No.
Really? You got to tell her to be quiet. At least just tell her to be quiet.
I no one's here.
Oh, please. Do you rather your friend was holding the phone for you before you came on the line?
She handed you the phone.
Excuse me?
All right, baby. Listen. I gotta tell you that puberty can be a very difficult phase.
I just want to know if it's safe.
Well, if you're going to get the red coloration, people usually actually bleach them white first, then put the red on. And the bleaching part is what can be uncomfortable and cause skin problems down there.
Right.
The red probably would be just fine if you did just the red. But you got to be careful. You can, it's sensitive skin can be burned really, really easily.
And it's not the kind of thing you want to advertise. I mean, you don't want too much publicity about this, especially if you're running for, like, pubic office or something
Yeah, the ice cube might be useful later after the burn.
Right. Drew, didn't you and your young girls go see the ice cupades?
Yeah.
Cubes?
Now, here's the question. Was her semi-bogus call, I mean, it looks, obviously she, one of her friends handed her the phone, and she's laughing her ass off in the background. But was the poob the nature of the call? See, I think that was just a happy byproduct.
Right.
That was of a bogus call.
Right. That's
we ended up having, it actually ended up becoming a bogus call back onto her. Wouldn't you say?
Yes. No, it was yes.
A coot.
Right. Bogus call.
Right. All right. Let's talk to Lisa, who's 23. Lisa?
Yes. Hi, Adam.
Hey.
You're great.
Hey. Thanks, baby.
My question is for Dr. Drew.
Lisa.
You had just talked about a couple months ago about guys in their 20s who are kind of going through like a midlife crisis. My boyfriend is there right now. Everything that you said describes him perfectly. And it's like you guys said earlier, you need someone to 10 years from now to go back and say, hey, you're going to be okay in 10 years, but
right.
You just can't get that.
Yeah.
Is he going to grow out of it, or?
What do you, there's that book, that Quarter Life Crisis book. You can check that out. It's mostly, I read that book and did some commentary on Oprah for it, and I read it. The body of that book really is talking about depression. And if he's depressed, maybe that ought to be looked into specifically.
Well, how old is he?
He's 23.
And what's he doing?
He's finishing up school right now, and he just, like, he sees people with new cars. Why can't I be there? Why do they have this? Why don't I have this?
Why can't I have things? Why don't I have any money? What's going on?
What's his plan? Is he freaking out about leaving college?
No, not really. I mean, he's looking forward to it, obviously, for more money, but.
What kind of work does he want to do?
He's getting a degree in business.
All right. Well, I mean, he sounds like an intelligent enough guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be unsympathetic, although I am. He's 23. He's finishing up college. He's getting a business degree. He can't do the math on why he doesn't have any money?
Well, no, I know, but tell him that. He just doesn't understand.
Tell him to shut up.
Is there something, Lisa, in this that's troubling you in terms of his ability to be in a relationship?
No, our relationship and our communication is great. We're really solid. We've been together for 2 years, but he just... I think that's maybe, like you said, maybe he's getting a little depressed, but maybe that's it.
But is he starting also to drift away from you? And
No. I mean, he gets cranky and grouchy. I give him a little space, and he's fine in the day. But
all right. Well, it is an awkward, weird time to go through as a guy.
Men have difficulty establishing a sense of self and self-worth until they know who they are in the workplace.
Yeah,
that's sort of how men are.
And it's just tough being the low man on the totem pole and all those other cliches. Really, just as a guy, it sucks. Girls, you got your friends, you got your looks, you got your relationship, and you got a little work, you're happy. Guys are miserable.
Yeah.
I was miserable when I was 23.
Women have a much broader range of opportunity for emotional satisfaction. They're not as immature, quite literally.
Well, I don't think they base their happiness on their success.
That's right.
Whereas guys...
That's more mature.
A lot of guys would think of themselves as a failure if they didn't make X amount of money or drive a certain kind of car.
In fact, you were just saying this last week, was that these guys that say that if they could only make a certain amount of money or whatever, then the girls would be into them.
Right.
No,
but it just, it feeds into that fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a leak. Drew, what are you
I'll
in for?
Yeah, I'm in there.
All right. We'll be back after this. Hey, yo. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Let's get back to them phones. Jonathan?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Mm-hmm.
You have some information for me about my choice of names.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, I mean, you're talking about the girl whose name we guessed and took us 65 guesses to get
to her. I think we're trying to guess her boyfriend.
Yeah. Right. His name was David.
Right.
Was it? I missed that part.
Okay. Oh, sorry. You got a suggestion?
That actually goes real well with my comment.
Go ahead.
Although I'm sure you're seasoned at this name-guessing game.
Oh, yeah. I'm two for my last 342 guesses.
You're a little... The reason you're off base is because you're a little archaic.
I go with
people don't name their children Bob or Gary anymore.
Or David?
Well, David, no. David, that's one of my suggestions. David, Ryan, Josh, Justin. Those are kind of the basics.
Well, we hit all of those, though.
No.
Oh, yes, we did.
Hit David for a while.
No, David took us a long time. Yeah. We hit the Justin, Josh right up front.
Well, listen, retard, we hit your other examples of more current names.
All right.
All right, listen, I know people don't name their kids Harry.
Actually, my dad's name is Harry.
Really?
Yeah, really.
How weird is that?
Yeah, it's
kind of really weird. Oh, okay, but the point is he didn't name you Harry.
Yeah.
But he named you John.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there's people that are 85 named John.
Yeah.
There's John Quincy Adams.
Yeah. Some names live through the ages, I understand.
Right. Yeah, I know. I understand. I understand what Jonathan is saying and that we could have went for some younger things. And I said at a certain point, try to come up with some, you know, what are the names of the Backstreet Boys?
Right.
That kind of thing. Or what, are, you know, Jordan is one of these younger people's names.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we hit a few of those.
Yeah.
But then it ended up being a name from the Bible. So... And the guy's name is John. Oh, my God. Does that please? Look, can't people make half a point on this show? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, can we just get half a point when someone calls in with something to say?
No.
Okay.
Not likely.
Yeah, whatever.
Listen, if this guy's name was Ethan, and the guy's name who we're trying to guess was named Justin... Then he would have had a point.
Right.
But the guy's name was Dave, which is a million years old and 10 minutes young. And his name is John, which is a million years old and 10 minutes young. All right.
There we go. Zach.
Now that would have been a good name.
Yeah, we didn't come up with that.
Good young name. Zach. What's up there, Zach?
Oh, hey, guys. Let me just tell you, you guys are awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you got in my aisles for the past 2 years. I got a problem. I can't seem to get off of weed, man. I usually smoke about 3 times a week, and I want to do something with my life, and I don't want to keep smoking.
All right.
It's got to be kind of scary at 15 not to be able to stop.
I know. It is. Like, once something depressing happens, like, my cousin just died, and I smoked for about a week straight, and I can't stop, and it's just...
Have you thought about getting some help with this?
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about it, and I've called up places, and they've been talking me through some stuff, but I just want my parents to know, and they really don't. They're not a part of my life anyway.
What about just going straight to MA, Marijuana Anonymous?
That's a good idea, actually.
Your parents need to know about that. I mean, their friend can go with you and just go to a couple meetings, get a sponsor, and deal with this.
Yeah.
It's an addiction. It's what you're experiencing really proves the fact. If you could stop, just stop. The problem is it is addictive in certain situations.
So he's supposed to go to MA?
Yeah. And it needs a treatment.
All right.
You about done?
Well, listen, something reminded me of last night over at the Supercross race there.
Yeah.
In the middle of the race, I always say they have this KTM, say a European dirt bike manufacturer.
Right.
They make these 50s. So they look like... They're bitching. They look like 250 Yamahas that got shrunk down. someone hit them with a zap gamma ray and shrunk them down to the size of what a 7-year-old would ride. But when you see a 7-year-old sitting on one of these things, it looks like an adult on a 250. They have a race every year that goes around and around the track, does like two laps, and the 7-year-old who wins, wins I don't know what. Of course, my first thought is I got to kick my dad in the nuts. There's no way in a billion, zillion, thousand light years I would have ever done this at age 7. But the second thing that was a little weird is they announce all the little kids, and there's like 20 of them, and they're this big. They're like little pea shooters. They're 2 feet off the ground, you know, and they're going around the track on these things. It's really one of the funner parts of the night. And there's one guy, the announcer's like, Zach Johnson over here, who's riding in place of his friend who passed away a week ago. It's like, he just kind of glossed over it. It was like, it was a little bit weird. Like, this 7-year-old died a week ago. And I said to the guy who was standing next to me, my headphones went out, but anyway, I said to the guy next to me, I know this little 7-year-old. I know what he did. It was like, Johnny's dad?
Can I do it?
I get to ride in a KTM 50 race. I mean, you know, any 7-year-old would have, you would have done that at 7.
Yeah, it's like Homer.
Just how weird is that?
Yeah.
Well, kid died. And they just blew. And I don't know. I was thinking to myself, maybe should have just left that out.
Yeah.
You know, we really know, like, what, we knew the guy from the circuit or something?
Mm.
All right, so God knows what happened to this kid.
Ish.
Probably endoed or something. We'll be back. Love line, all right. Really nice part going here, so there couldn't be a better time to end the show.
So,
tomorrow night, that 80s show? No.
No guest.
No guest. There should be a band called No Guest. Huh? It'd be big. You guys, No Guest is on Love Line again. They were on 3 times last week. All right. No, I'm just giving Ann a little search. We got some good people coming up. Joe Rogan's coming up from Fear Factor.
Jeremy McGrath, speaking of...
Jeremy McGrath, the Michael Jordan of Supercross coming in here. Unwritten Law on Tuesday, and until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Mace?
Yeah.
I do know the answer to this, and so does Drew.
Okay.
But hang on, we got to play some Donkey Kong, bitch.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.